This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Apogapa. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted people on the occasion of Chaitra Suklari, Ugari, Gudi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Navre, and Sajibu Chairoba. In her message, President Murmu said that these festivals are the occasions to welcome the spring season and Indian New Year. She hoped that these festivals celebrated in different parts of the country spread the message of peace, harmony and tolerance. The Vice President in his message said that celebrated by different names but with the same joy at its core, these festivals mark the beginning of the traditional New Year in various corners of our nation, symbolizing hope, prosperity and renewal. He hoped that this new year would bring prosperity, happiness and good health to the lives of all. The Election Commission has said that 1,210 candidates are in fray for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls across 13 states and UTs. A total of 2,633 nominations were filed for 88 constituencies. After the scrutiny, 1,428 nominations were found to be valid. Yesterday was the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of this month. In the second phase, Kerala has a maximum of 500 nominations from 20 parliamentary constituencies, followed by 491 nominations from 14 constituencies in Karnataka. A minimum of 14 nominations were received from one constituency in Tripura. The Nanded parliamentary constituency in Maharashtra received a total of 92 nominations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with Secretary General of Belgian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Theodora Jensis, in New Delhi today. In the social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that they discussed strengthening economic and political cooperation between India, Belgium and European Union. Dr. Jaishankar also took up the concerns of the diamond industry and exchanged views on semiconductors and green growth. European Parliament expert Angelos Delivorias has said that India's GDP growth is exceeding that of China and will continue doing so, pointing out the sustained growth of the Indian economy over the past decade. Delivorias said that India's GDP growth exceeding that of China reflected New Delhi's emergence as a formidable economic powerhouse in the global arena. India's GDP growth exceeded China's annually for the past few years, with India's growth averaging over 7.5% in 2023, while China's is 5.2%. With India's ambitious infrastructure project and recent strides in space exploration, Delivorias highlighted the nation's comprehensive economic strategy. The EVM commissioning for Papumpare district, which began on Saturday, was successfully completed yesterday at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium, UPA. The vital activity, which involves verifying the accuracy of EVMs to ensure that they record and count votes correctly, helps in preventing any potential errors or malfunctions during the voting process. In the commissioning that spanned across 3 days, 272 balloting units, 271 control units and 293 VVPATs were commissioned for the 150 polling stations under the close supervision of the General Observer Amit Dhaka. DEO Papumpare, RO13 Itanagar, RO15 Sagali, AROs, 9 authorized engineers from Electronic Corporation of India Limited, ECIL and others. Representatives from political parties also witnessed the commissioning. Metal detector door frame and CCTV cameras were installed and video recording of the entire process was done to ensure security and transparency of the process. The Rajiv Gandhi University, as a part of Yuva Sangam Phase 4, welcomed the youths of Gujarat to Arunachal Pradesh for an exposure tour, facilitating a cultural exchange and many others between the two states. The event started with great enthusiasm and fervor at the varsity's campus on Monday. Yuva Sangam Phase 4, which will conclude on April 12, promises to be an immersive and enlightening experience, fostering bonds of friendship and understanding between the vibrant youth of Gujarat and the culturally rich state of Arunachal Pradesh. The Arunachal Pradesh Women's Welfare Society wrote to the Governor Kirti Parnaik seeking an urgent need for legislation prohibiting polygamy and bigamy in the state. The society expressed concern over the escalating crimes against women, primarily stemming from the abhorrent practice of polygamy within tribal societies. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.